Hello and welcome to the Bible study. We're so glad you're here on the internet. We're going over everybody, and in fact, when we get done with this chart, it will be everybody who's ever heard anything, believed anything, will be up here. Now, this is basically your New Testament, so I'm going to deal in those issues. We will have charts. Eventually, you'll be able to order this as we get it more refined. Wayne's been helping there, and I appreciate that. It's a little confusing. You thought the roadmaps there were bad. You ought to see these, George. So, anyway, now, this goes all the way back. This is deals with Paul's gospel. And I believe, personally, that you have to hear the gospel to either receive it or reject it. That these people, and religion has confused this stuff. Religion has got you repentant of your sins, walking the aisle, blowing snot at an old-fashioned altar, and all those actions, but that is not the issue. Go to 2 Thessalonians, and we're going to start there this evening. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I want you to read with me, if you will, in I'm going to start in verse 10. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. Now, I'm going to put on my glasses. Hopefully I won't mess this up too bad. And here's what we got. The Bible says, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteous in them that perish." That word perishing is like going to hell. It is the opposite of being saved. And he says, "With all deceivableness of unrighteous in them that perish," why do they perish? Everybody, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. The reason they go to hell, the reason they perish. Now, Paul doesn't use the term hell not one time in his 13 epistles, not one time. But he does talk about perishing, and he does talk about separation and all that. Now, remember in Romans chapter 8, he says, "Nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Neither death nor life." So those that are in Christ cannot be separated. Those outside of Christ can be separated. Same thing here with the perishing. Now watch. He says, they perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should all believe a lie. And notice the colon after lie. Do you see the colon there? You need to circle that colon. Because what colons mean in the English language, and you need to get this on the board, that what is before it is true, but what comes after it is what?
More true.
More true, or more defining truth. Every time you see a colon in your Bible, you can just say, that statement's true, but what's coming after it is a lot more truth, or an explanation of the original truth. And so he puts a colon, that they should believe a lie. Here's the bigger truth. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth. Why are they damned? Because they sinned?
No.
Because they acted up?
No.
Because they cussed?
No.
Because they were boozers?
No.
Because they were adulterers?
No.
No, they God is going to damn them to hell into condemnation based upon their rejection of the truth, or the rejecting of the truth. So what do we know about that then? They have to hear, right? Well, go to Romans chapter 10 for just a minute. Go to Romans chapter 10. Now, I'm doing a little bit of a review. We got some people here. So if it doesn't get as far as I want tonight, don't worry. I'll be in town for the next few weeks. And we'll get this thing nailed down. In Romans chapter 10, remember that it's all about hearing, isn't it? Now watch this. In Romans chapter 10, Romans chapter 10, read with me. I'm just going to pick up verse 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But here's a dilemma. How shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him whom they have not what?
Heard.
That's the significant word in the paragraph. See, God isn't going to hold you accountable, guys, if you've never heard the truth. God would be an unjust God if he said, okay, you didn't hear, but I'm going to hold you responsible for what you didn't hear. God would be a crook. Amen?
Amen.
See, the original tree back in the beginning, he gave that man a what?
Choice.
A choice. If you have never heard, he hasn't given you a choice to hear yet. Y'all with me? It is impossible for God to start. I mean, all the way back there in Adam and Eve, Adam had a choice. And he made the wrong choice and brought us into sin. By one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon what? All men. Well, that choice is given to every human being that's on it. And it's always been based upon choice. Always. Did David sin a sin that was not redeemable by the law? Murder and adultery, both of which there was no getting around it. God had to be merciful. How was he merciful?
He gave him grace.
He gave him grace. Now, he wasn't living in the dispensation of grace. You understand that. But he gave him grace. God, listen, if it wasn't for grace, there wouldn't be anybody saved. I mean, there's none good, no, not one. From Adam all the way to the end, there's none good. And there's not going to be any. So then it comes down to, okay, I'm going to give you a gospel, and you're going to hear this gospel, and it doesn't matter where you are, if you will receive it and believe it, you'll be saved. Well, they heard certain things. Now, I'm going to get into this just a little bit. I'm going to try to rush through this first part very, very quickly. So, for people to get saved, what is the very first requirement?
Hear.
They have to hear. If they don't hear, they can't receive or reject. Period. Let me show you that. Go to Nehemiah. I know it's one of those hard ones. If you'll go to Palms and go back a few books toward the front, you'll find it. Go to Nehemiah 8. That was supposed to be a joke, but obviously that didn't go over very funny. You'll go, I think it's Psalms, Job, Esther, Nehemiah. I'm not sure. I think that's right. Is that the right order? Anyway, Nehemiah 8. And I want you to understand that even in Nehemiah 8, it was all about the hearing. It was all about the hearing. It's always been about your hearing, you know? And what did God say? And it doesn't matter what dispensation you are, it comes down to really hearing, and that's the key. It isn't your sin. Your sins were all good. Did Israel have a way of getting rid of their sin?
Yes.
Yeah, they did a blood sacrifice year by year. Sin wasn't their issue either. It was, were they listening to what God was saying? When it came to Saul, Samuel came up to Saul and said, you haven't kept the commandments of the Lord. He didn't listen to the Lord. He says to obey is better than to sacrifice. Well, how would you obey? You first had to what?
Hear.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10, where we were just at. Hearing is the key. In Nehemiah 8, read with me in verse 1. Nehemiah 8, verse 1. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both men and women, and watch this, all that could hear with what? What happens if someone's mental retarded? That's not included here, guys. How about a baby that is 2 years old? Not included. Do you all understand? You know, what happens when a baby dies and they're 2 years old? Do they go to hell? No, they haven't heard to reject. You all understand? Children, up to a certain age, I think kids are probably safe, 8, 9 years old. When they get 9, 10, 12, 13, they're starting to be responsible for what they're hearing and what you're listening to. Now, I can't tell you when that time exactly happens, okay? But I do know that they have to have, just like in this passage, and all that could hear with understanding, as in verse 2. You need to put Romans chapter 10, verse 17 in your Bible right there. Why? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, I want to jump down just a little bit. I want to, verse 5. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. They respected the Word of God. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands and bowing their heads in worship of the Lord, just like the Muslims do during mosque time and things like that. Verse 8, so they read in the book, in the law of God, what? Distinctly. And gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. How did they do that? They explained it to them. You see, my job as a preacher is to explain things to you so that you get the concept so you can make a decision. You cannot make a decision. You know, what do I know about the heart? The heart is deceitful and above all things what? You'll deceive yourself into thinking you're saved when you're lost. And it's my job to make sure you have the clarity of the hearing that you can receive. If you hear the gospel, what is the gospel? Christ went to that, Christ was first what? The Son of the living God. What gospel is that? The gospel of God. And that He died for our sins. As in 1 Corinthians 15, is the gospel of what? Christ. And then you got the gospel of the grace of God to who it went to. Beyond that, which is us. Well, when we finally hear that God is saving sinners outside the covenant, when we hear that, we get excited. What did we hear? That His blood was shed for us too. When that is, you're added to a church, which is what? The body of Christ. How many bodies are there? One body. And so everybody that heard and received, they're in that body. Now, they didn't say they stopped sinning, or they quit smoking, or they quit drinking, or they did this, or they did that. That isn't what it said. It said they heard something and received it. Go to Romans chapter 5. Go to Romans chapter 5. In Romans chapter 5, read with me in verse 17. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. I am so glad you're here tonight. I think it's a special night for you to be here. For by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Who's that? Adam. Much more they which receive. You see the word receive? Brother Moore used to use a dollar. But times are hard. So I'm going to use a quarter. It's rough out there. Go ahead. Ask me how bad it is.
How bad?
It's bad. It's so bad. No, I don't know. I've been watching Jay Leno too much. Gene, I want to give you this quarter. Okay? Catch it now. Don't lose it. It's worth a quarter. Good. Now, what did she do for that? She knew I was going to throw her the dollar. Yeah, boy, cheap preacher. Just a quarter. She knew I was going to throw the quarter. Knowing that, she could have said, no, don't throw it. Or I don't believe you, and got hit in the head. Hell, he really did throw the quarter. But the realization is, she had to hear that it was coming. Now, what happens if I didn't say anything and just started throwing quarters out? And hit that person. And hit that person. And it come over here and hit that person. And they're ducking. See, the point that I'm making... I can't throw a quarter that far.
Out here, buddy. Out here.
What was the point? You didn't know what was coming. And they couldn't receive what they didn't know was coming. Gene knew what was coming and was prepared to receive it. She could have still rejected it, but you had to hear first and receive. You understand? So the word receive, go to 1 Corinthians 15 for just a minute. 1 Corinthians 15. And let me just play with the word for just a minute. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also, what?
Received.
He heard and received. Heard and received. Same thing with Nehemiah. They heard and they received. How do we know they got it in Nehemiah 8?
Because they said they wept.
They wept when they heard it. They got it. They received it. Wow, we're in trouble. We're away from God. And the people wept. And they said, weep not, for this is holy day. But they all wept because they finally received the truth of the law. You see, preachers' jobs are to preach the truth. The preacher's job is to preach the truth. Why? So that people might hear it. Because they can't receive or reject something they've never, ever heard. Amen?
Right.
Say, what's the bad thing about some of these churches? You know, some of these churches ain't preaching the gospel. You can't receive something in which you've not heard. But you can be deceived by what you hear. That's why you got to check it out. That's why you got to go through your Bible and look at it. See if it's so, right? You got to see if it's right. And then you determine, is that what it's really saying? You know, that's why I try not to say a statement without proving what I'm trying to say. Why? Because I want you to get it. I want you to have it nailed down. So, the people that heard and received, all the way up until the last one that's saved, is going to go where? Caught up. There is no word rapture in the Bible, but if you look up caught up in the 1828, guess what the definition for caught up is? rapture. Rapture is caught up. Same thing. They're synonyms, right? Then there are those that heard and rejected. They heard the gospel, but they said, no way. I believe what you have to do is be good. Well, what does the Bible say about being good? There's none good. No, not one. You know what? Even Ecclesiastes 7, verse 20, this Bible says there's not a just person upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This person said, but I believe you have to be good. Well, then you're just going to deceive yourself right into hell because there's none good. There hadn't been any good since Adam. All are in Adam. All die. Not because you're bad, but because you're in Adam. But this person believes in his mind that God's going to put the good on one side and bad on the other and weigh it out. And we've got a bunch of moral right-wingists that think they're moral. Most of them aren't. Amen. Right-wing moralists that are lost. They're moralists, but they're lost. I call them splendid pagans. You know, they're sometimes better neighbors than the Christians. Why? What do I know about Christians? It ain't no good. But these people hear the gospel. What is the gospel? Hey, God went to the cross to die for you. You in this room, you Ephesians, you Gentiles, you! And they say, no way. No way. I believe you got to be good. How many churches did you go to that they taught you had to be good in order to be saved? You went to a church, raise your hand right now, that taught that. Almost everybody in here at one time or another was in a church that. Well, they were rejecting the simple of the gospel. What is the gospel?
Christ died for us.
Christ died for you. Well, they heard it and they did not accept it. So where do they go? Can they go to heaven?
No.
They go into a perishing, which would be what? I believe hell. Why did they go to hell? That's right. So these people heard and rejected. But what happens if... Now these died before the rapture. Y'all with me? But what about this second group? They heard too and rejected, but they live beyond the rapture. What's going to happen to them?
They're going to get a strong delusion.
God said they're going to get a strong delusion in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and they're going to send them a lie that they all might be
damned.
What do you think of that word? It's the same condition. Lost. Perished. Damned. Then you have those, come on, who did not hear but died. What happened to them? Could they go to hell?
No.
Why?
Because they hadn't rejected.
They haven't rejected anything. So people say, well, where do they go? I don't know. But I'll give you the hint that I have. Go to Revelation. They can't go to hell, and they can't go in the rapture. Would everybody agree with that? That otherwise, God's a liar. Go to Revelation 20, and I want to start in verse 11. Revelation 20, verse 11. Revelation 20, verse 11. This is what it says. And I saw a great white throne judgment. All right, now hold on. I'm going to put the great white throne judgment. This is 1,000 years over here, right? This is after that. Here's the great white throne judgment. And there's all the elements burning right there. Okay? Now watch. Verse 11 again. And I saw a great white throne, and he that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open. I believe that's the 66 books of a King James Bible. That's what I believe. And another book was open. And I believe that's the book of life. It even says it. Which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead. And I believe that's the crystal sea. That's what I believe that sea is. And not the watery sea that's on the earth. And you just have to, because that's not what my topic is. I'll preach on the crystal sea one time. You just have to believe this a little bit here. I'm not trying to prove that point. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in it. Well, it sounded like death had a separate place, didn't it? So I believe that these people who died here, the rapture came, these people went down and they were in death. And I believe they will be resurrected when? Great white throne judgment. That's when I believe they'll be resurrected. Now, I'm just going to give you the verse, and I haven't finished reading it. And you assume whatever you want. My job is not to make too much explanation. Just read the passage. Verse 13 again. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Do I believe hell is an eternal place?
No.
No. Hell is like a prison. Ultimately, if you're lost, you won't end up in hell. According to Isaiah 66, verse 24, you'll be in the lake of fire. You know how long? Forever and ever and ever. That's how long. How long? A long time. Now watch. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. Well, we know death and hell went to the lake of fire, right? That was the second death. How about, then it sounds like there may be somebody found in the book of life, right? But I know something about that person. What do I know about that person? The people we're talking about. They didn't hear. Because had they heard, they would have received or rejected. If they haven't heard, God can't hold them accountable for what they have not heard.
Do you think, like, going back to the beginning of the time, somebody dies, they have not heard, but they die. Do you think God sends them back again?
No, they don't get reincarnated, but they do get resurrected, I believe, at this great white throne. I believe that includes Old Testament saints. Now, we haven't got to them yet.
What do you think the works are that they're going to be judged?
I don't know. But I do know one thing. It is their works that will be tried. I mean, I can count them, but I have no idea. We'll maybe cover that one day, but not tonight. So we've gotten down this part of the list. But then there are some people that didn't hear the gospel that are living right now today. And let's say the rapture happens in 5 minutes. Boom, we're out of here. They're going to go into the kingdom. Into the tribulation. All right, now here's the problem, and these are the people we're going to talk about. This is where we built up the last time. This is where we were. We're going to discuss that now. But I know they didn't hear. How do I know that?
They didn't go in the rapture.
They didn't go in the rapture, and they didn't go to hell. And they're not going to be sent a strong delusion. So these Gentiles here did not hear the gospel of the grace of God or the gospel of the kingdom. The rapture happens, or the catching out, whichever you like. It's okay with me, either one. They go into the kingdom. Thank you, the tribulation. Go to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25. Now these are Gentiles. These aren't Jews. They aren't Jewish proselytes. These are Gentiles uncircumcised. Okay? That's who we're talking about. Matthew 25, read with me in verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory. Hold on. When are we talking? I'm going to put that right here. Is that okay? That's it. Zechariah, you want it there? Zechariah 14, verse 4 in your Bible right there. Now, you want to get this stuff down, boys and girls, because let me tell you, we're in this time. You're living in the time that I'm about describing. The end of the rapture, it's here. Nothing needs to be fulfilled beyond right now. It could happen the second right now. It could happen. We're not waiting on anything to be fulfilled, a prophecy. Everything's been done. It's all lined up. We're ready to rip. It's going to happen in the next few years. I believe that with all my heart. Can I tell you when? No. But Daniel's 70th week is going to have to crank up pretty soon. We're running out of days of the 2 days of Hosea 6, verse 2. Now watch. Verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory and all His holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall He gather all nations. Those nations are Gentile nations. And I'm going to put on this, nations. That's who they are. Now that cannot be you in this room. How do I know that? You're either saved in here or lost. Why? You've heard the gospel. This isn't you. This may be someone you might have heard about, but it ain't you. Listen to me. That Left Behind series was wrong. You can't wake up after the rapture and listen to a few videotapes that I've left behind and get saved by the grace of God. No way. Wrong gospel for the wrong time. Now, what would these people do? Well, look on down. Verse 32, and before Him, now you all understand that I don't believe this is you. And before Him shall He gather all nations, I would underline that. And He shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Now, I want you to know that I was taught as a young whippersnapper that the sheep was who? Israel, and the goats were Gentiles. But the sheep and the goats aren't Israel and Jews. Jews and Gentiles. They're all Gentile nations. Okay? Verse 33. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. And then shall the righteous answer. Who are the righteous? It's the sheep. What are the sheep? Gentile nations. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungry and fed thee, or thirsty, or gave thee drink, or when saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? Then the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. I want you to put Genesis chapter 12, 1 through 3 right there. What does that say? I'll bless them that bless thee, and I'll curse them that curse thee. They had to hear the truth, and if they thought Israel was God's chosen people, what were the sheep to do? The sheep had to what? Bless who? Israel. And why would they have blessed the sheep? Why would the sheep have blessed Israel? They heard the gospel of the kingdom, that God was going to give the kingdom to them. And it was just like, and an example of that in the Old Testament was Rahab the whore. Those two spies came into the land, and you know what? She lied to the guys to save their behinds. Somebody came and knocked on the door, and she hit them up in the roof under the hay. Hey, have you seen those two Israelites? And you know what she said? They went that away. If you hurry up, you might catch them. And you know what she said to them? She said, I believe your God's going to give you this land. And when you come in, and all I want you to do is remember me. And because she was a whore. She was a prostitute. You guys would walk by her and look at her like some filthy scumbag she would be. And you'd put her down because you're so well done and well received. And oh, you got your act all together. She's just a little old whore. You walk by her and say, and ignore her. But God didn't ignore her because she knew her blessings came through Israel. See, she had heard and received. Boy, isn't that starting to bear home just a little bit? These sheep heard that God was going to give that kingdom to Israel and said, and you know who another example was? Ruth? No? No. I'm joking. That was pretty good, wasn't it? I had to choose it. No.
In my mind, I get a little confused when you say nations. Are these nations individuals in nations, or are they nations from which individuals come?
They are probably individual nations in which they come.
Really? That have governments?
Yes. That bless them. Go to Ruth. Go to Ruth chapter 1. Yes.
Nations, they get a blessing, but they're not saved in Israel.
They are that's another good point. Are the sheep saved?
No.
No. All right. Why is that important? They go into the kingdom and they get to do what? They get to eat of the tree. They live for 1,000 years. But then they're going to be tested at the end. What's going to happen?
Satan's going to breed loose for that.
At the end of the 1,000 years. And the Bible says this is hard for me to conceive. But many will be deceived. So just because they go into the kingdom, does that promise these sheep eternal life?
No.
No. And I'll get to that a little bit more.
The whole nation will go in, and people in that nation will.
Right. All right, Ruth chapter 1, verse 10. Well, I'm going to start Ruth chapter 1, verse 8. Can you all not find Ruth? It's right behind Judges. Okay? Ruth chapter 1, verse 8. And Naomi said unto her two daughter-in-laws, Go and return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. You see, the two sons died that they were married to. Naomi's husband also died. The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you in the house of your husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee and to thy people. And Naomi turned again, my daughters, what will you go with me? Why will you go with me? Are there yet more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I'm too old to have a husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, will you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, and it grieved me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. And they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Oprah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, my sister, the law has gone back unto her. The sister-in-law has gone back to her people and unto her gods. Notice that. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or return from following after thee. Now here's the point. For whether thou goest, I will go. And whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. And here it is. And thy God, my God. See, that's exactly the sheep. That's what they're doing. They hear the gospel and said, wherever you're going, I'm going. I'm going to bless you, and I know God's blessing is upon it. Example, Rahab. Example, Ruth. Example, Syrophoenician woman in Matthew 15. The servant in Luke chapter 7. Cornelius himself in Acts chapter 10. It is about they hear the gospel, and they bless the Jew. Why would they bless it? Because they hear the covenant. Just like God has given you the fact that Christ died for your sins. You with me? You heard it. You received it. Ruth had to hear it. And what did she have to do? She cleaved because she heard it. To Naomi. Said, I don't care, but wherever you go, I'm going. And that's the sheep of Matthew 25. Go back to Matthew 25. Are y'all starting to get a picture here? If I do something wrong, please let me know. Are y'all getting this on the internet? If you're getting this on the internet, let me know if you're confused or if I've dropped you off the deep end and letting you drown. Go back to Matthew 25. Now, you know, what is the gospel of the kingdom? The kingdom of heaven is what? It at hand. There are some Jews that are living that goes into that too. What were they told to do in order to be saved? They had to, one, believe what? That Jesus is the Son of God. What else did they have to do? Baptize.
Endure until the end.
Sell out.
Endure. Keep the commandments. All these things we've gone... keep the commandments and follow Him. Come and follow Him. What do you mean, come follow Him? They had to die so they could be born again because they're going to be priests after the order of who? Melchizedek. Eternal priesthood. And you might want... Well, you can't put a note there yet. All right. You understand they do that. Well, how could... Think of the selling out. Were the Israelites told to sell out? Well, you know, people act like the Gentiles were told to sell out. How could they bless somebody if they had sold out all they had? They wouldn't have had anything. The reason they're able to feed them and clothe them and give them drink is they haven't sold out. You know why? That word wasn't preached to them. That's exactly right. These Gentiles don't believe the gospel of the kingdom. Why? They would sell out and they'd keep the commandments, do all the things. They would become Jews. But the sheep aren't Jews. They're nations. Got it? Go back to Matthew 25. Now, why do we go to hell? Rejection. That's the only reason anybody goes to hell. Do they go to hell because of their sin?
No.
You know how many people here, how many here have confessed their sins? That's because you believe they were still there. You wouldn't have confessed them if you'd have believed the gospel because you would have known they were gone. I see someone bow their head and say, Lord, forgive me. I'm like, that person's lost. Why? He's already forgiven you. Don't you get it? Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's try this again. You all in Matthew 25? You don't have to confess your sins, boys and girls. Sins ain't the issue. God is not imputing their trespasses onto them. But what is God imputing onto these nations? Well, look, if you will, in verse 40. Aren't you glad that you have me as a Bible teacher tonight? Well, watch. Verse 40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, the sheep, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on his left hand, which were who?
The goats.
Goats, which were Gentile
nations.
You got it? Depart from me, ye cursed into everlasting fire. Now, I would imagine that's a quote to the lake of fire in Isaiah 66, verse 24. Yes.
Oh, I just got a quick question. Just quick answer. What do you mean by the least of these, my brethren? Is there some bigger, some?
Well, no. If you helped a Jew, no matter how small.
Right.
Yeah, just so, down.
The finger speaks. So.
Yeah, it's like saying, if you even help just one of my little brethren, right. Just the most insignificant Israelite, you get it. Yes.
In verse 41. You got the comma prepared for the devil and his angels. Was it originally prepared for the devil and his angels and not originally prepared for anyone else and just for?
Yeah, the devil, of course, was already condemned to judgment.
Right.
The angels there are the ones, you remember the sea in Revelation where we read, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it? Those seas are fallen angels. And they are the angels right here that he's talking about. So Revelation 20, does anybody remember the verse exactly? I think it's like, I can't remember the verse. But if you go to Revelation 20 where we were just reading, you'll find the sea that gave up the dead which in it. Those, the sea of the angels here that he's talking about. All right, let's keep reading. Yes, very good. Thank you. Ooh, Elaine, then see, you may not have been here for a little while, but you haven't lost your neck, buddy. You're on it. That's right. There's a colon. 2013, so you haven't write that in your Bible. Colon, for I was a hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungry, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? And then he shall answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not unto one of the least of these, you did it not unto me. Now watch. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, for the righteous into life eternal. Now, but the righteous, life in eternal. Now, they get a chance at life eternal. Were they given life eternal right then?
No.
No, and we'll get to that in a minute. So the sheep bless Israel, and the goats did what?
Cursed
Israel. Where do the cursed goats go? Into everlasting fire. What would be that description? Isaiah 66, verse 24. Okay? Now, what was the gospel to the Gentiles that were in the tribulation? Huh? The gospel of the kingdom. They heard that. But they didn't do the gospel of the kingdom. They didn't believe that Jesus is the Son. Well, they may have believed that Jesus is the Son of God. And they might have even been baptized. Was Cornelius baptized? But they did not endure unto the end. They did not sell out. They did not do all those things. Why? That was distinctly told. You're talking about rightly dividing the epistles. You've got to rightly divide the kingdom gospel. Who is he talking to? Well, Gentiles, he wouldn't have told them why. They would have had zero to give them. Zero food. Zero thirst. On and on. Mac, you're going to ask something.
Well, I'm still a little bit in my mind that this is probably not important. But the ones that, when they're judged because they didn't bless Israel, if it's a nation, that means that individuals in that nation, I'm having a problem with those folks making a decision.
I think the best way that I can give you an example, and the only example I can think of in the Bible, is Cornelius was part of a nation, but he was the only one that got blessed. Ruth, rebellious nation. Ruth was a Moabitess, right? Rebellious nation. Without God, they served other gods.
Right.
The only one that got saved. Did Oprah get saved?
No.
No, who was the one that got saved? Ruth. How about Rahab? So I'm not saying that it's a whole nation thing. They come out of the nations. But I think it will be an individual deal. The goats are all those that had what? Y'all understand? Does everybody understand what I'm saying? All the Gentile nations. That's right. But the ones that are sheep are individuals that bless.
Right, that's what makes the difference.
Yeah, and this are those that curse.
That's separation.
And the, and it, every example it gave you that I just gave you, Ruth, Rahab, the Syrophoenician, all of those were individuals inside those nations. By doing what? By whether they blessed or whether they cursed. Gosh, you are great students.
So that really what making them sheep and goats.
And it's during the tribulation that happens.
Yes. Yes, it won't happen before. Now, why do the Gentiles have to bless? Well, go back to Matthew 24. Go back to Matthew 24. Yeah, because if they heard it, they will either have to do what? Receive it or reject it. So these, we know, would be Gentiles that what? Did not hear the gospel. Otherwise, they're in the other two groups.
Are Gentiles, and they heard, like, suppose they went to a different church and they didn't hear the gospel according to Paul, but they heard a gospel. Does that apply to them? If they heard, kingdom gospel.
If they did not hear the gospel of the grace of God, they can't be held accountable. They probably have a chance. Slim, but you have to hear the gospel. What is the gospel? That Christ died for all your sins. Would you hear that? You know, I know a lot of people don't know that. You know how you go ask them this question. If you were to die tonight, where would you go and why would you go there? And you know what 99.9% of the people will say? Well, I hope I go to heaven. You say, okay, great. Why? They say, well, because I've been good, or I believe in keeping the commandments, or I'm better than some, or I go to church, I joined the church, I was baptized. Those answers are an answer of a lost person. Now, they've been in church all their lives. They just don't know they're lost. And it's our job to present the gospel so they will what? Cause them to understand the reading. That's our job. Now, did I clarify those points well enough? Does everybody feel comfortable? If you feel comfortable, let me hear you wake up a little, say amen.
Amen.
All right, we're going to Matthew 24. The reason that these people were blessing them is for this reason right here. Verse 13. Matthew 24, verse 13. And he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Well, what happens if you don't endure? You won't be saved. Who is this to? And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Is it a gospel for them to believe? It's a witness. And if they believe it, what are they going to do? They're going to bless Israel. And if they don't believe it, you got it? Keep reading with me. Verse 15. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, and that's why we were reading Daniel the prophet, he is going to come in the middle and claim himself to be what? Can anybody give me a passage on that? That's right. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 through about 5. He's going to claim himself to be God. And the ones that don't know are going to be deceived. They rejected the gospel. God is going to send them a strong delusion that they will believe a lie. Guess who the lie is? He's the father of the lie. John 8. And they're going to be sent a delusion and they're going to believe a lie. The goats aren't going to believe in Jesus Christ. They're going to believe in this guy. And they're going to believe a lie. And then there are some Jews that will believe him to be God. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. All right, you're going to flee into the mountains. When you see that, what are you going to do? All right, you're going to be there for 3.5 years up in the hills. If you're going to go in the mountains for 3.5 years, Terry, what are you going to take? You're going to take some provision, aren't you? Food and water? Clothing? Blankets? Well, guess what's going to happen after 3.5 years? They're going to start being what? Guess what's going to be happening at the end of those 3.5 years? Their clothes are going to be worn out. And guess who's going to come to their rescue? Guys, if you get a hold of this, let me tell you what. There are 99.9% of the preachers in this town and in this county area that have no clue what's coming up. I'm just telling you. And if you can grasp this, listen, I am not that good of a teacher, but the Bible is so clear. Has everybody understood where we've gone so far? Go like this. It isn't confusing, is it? These Gentiles could not have what? Heard. Had they heard, they would have been either in here, here, or here. They go in, they see those people struggling. Why? He told them to do what? Sell out all that you have. Well, what happens when the money runs out? The food runs out. Didn't that run as an example in Acts chapter 2? When they sold out all and they brought the possessions. And then what did Paul do? He collected up money to take to the poor saints at what? Jerusalem. Why were they poor? They sold out everything they had. You say, well, you mean they mean that literally? Yes. Why? Well, look here. Verse 16. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains, and let him which is on a housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Then what would the best way for that to happen? Luke chapter 12. Write this in your Bible. Luke chapter 12, verse 33. They sold out. Matthew 6, verse 19. Acts chapter 2, verse 44 and 45. And Acts chapter 4, 31 through 36. Did you get that? You want me to repeat those again? Luke chapter 12, verse 33. Matthew 16, verse 19. Matthew 6, verse 19. Acts chapter 2, verse 44 and 45. And Acts chapter 4, 31 through 36. In all those cases, he told them to sell out. Why? You know what? If you're sitting on that housetop and it's time for you to flee, and you think, I'm going to be in the wilderness for 3.5 years, you know, bless God, I'm going to go get the tent out of the garage. But if you don't have it there, you're not going to be overtaken by that temptation. So they literally sold out because there is just, it's a split second of a decision when you see that to flee into the mountains. And so that he knows they're going to be poor. So he makes the Gentile nations, he brings blessings upon the Gentiles so that they can feed the Jews. And why? They're going to be starving. Who does he love? He loves Israel. And you know what an example of that is? Elijah goes to that widow woman. She's about to kill herself, and she makes Elijah the last part of the bread to feed him. And then that Elijah stands there by that brook Kidron, and he's sitting there, and you know what God sends that man? A raven. And that raven would bring him meat. You know what that raven represented? A Gentile. And that blessing was falling upon Elijah because he loved his man Elijah. He loves Israel. And so he'll call those people out in the wilderness that are falling apart to be blessed by these Gentiles.
But I want to make sure. If someone were to ask you...
Ask me?
The verse that it says, and let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Are we to conclude from that all the Jews in the world but will have gathered in that land?
They're trying now. They're trying now. In fact, remember when I believe the Feast of Ingathering is?
You go run up to the temple.
No. Yeah, that isn't written even to us. It's written to the Jews. Now, did he tell you to flee into the mountains?
No.
Who did he tell to flee in?
Those Israel,
and they're in Judea and Jerusalem. Why were they gathered there? The trumpets blew, Numbers chapter 10, remember, 1 through 10. It's an ingathering. What is the next feast after the rapture? The Feast of... Trumpets, the ingathering. Boy, isn't this starting to fit together a little in your mind? Line upon line, precept upon precept.
Help me understand verse 14 and tie that to Matthew 28, the Great Commission going to all the world.
It's the same deal. That is Matthew 28. Now, why is he going in all the world? To gather together who?
Jews.
Now, when the Gentiles hear that, they know they better bless who? And who would be an example of that? Cornelius. Every person in the Bible, everything has an example tied to it. Everyone. You won't find one place where God left it. Even the rapture is typed in the Old Testament. Who's like the rapture? Enoch. He was a mystery. He walked with God, and he was not because what? He's a type, and then the next thing you see is what? The wrath. I mean, every single thing in your King James Bible, listen to me, everything that's in this Bible was meant to illustrate what was really happening. Now, someone had a question. Yes?
Where is this 144,000 that you hear about? Is that...
Yeah, there are some of the Jews that will go up in what I believe another rapture or a mid-trib rapture. And I'm going to get to them, but we won't get to them tonight. But they are on the list. Don't want to miss a Wednesday night. I'm telling you guys, you need to invite your friends. This is it. You will know every single gospel and what they believed and what they did to reject it. Now, let me review in the last few minutes. These people did what? Heard the gospel and what? Accepted, received it. These people heard it and what?
Rejected.
And died before the rapture, because otherwise they'll be in this group. And those are people that have heard and rejected, but they live into the tribulation. God's going to do what with them?
Strong delusion.
Anybody give me a passage? I mean, all of these are set. They're etched in stone. You can count on them being there. This is not going to change for any of us. It isn't all of them going to suddenly mix up for you. You can lay out everybody in the Bible, where they are, what they believe, and how they got there by laying it out. That's what we're doing. And when you do that, it eliminates all the confusion. But you know what you then have to understand? It's what gospel were they believing. Could these people believe the gospel of the grace of God and get saved? Why? That all ended over here. That means that there are more than one gospel in the Bible. Absolute proof that you have to rightly divide the Bible. Absolute. Not the free stuff. You can look afterwards. These people are sent a strong delusion. The sheep hear the gospel of the kingdom, as you said in Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. The Great Commission. The Great Commission isn't ours. But it will be the Jews to go to the world, and the Gentile nations will hear that, and some will become sheep and some will become goats based upon that gospel. And then you got the Jews that come in. You got the Jews that come in. And they couldn't hear either. Because if a Jew believes and hears back here, he's either going to receive it or reject it. Can a Jew get saved today? Yes, he can. Now, wasn't this better than watching some silly ball game?
Tribulation is 7 years, and that's the 70th week of Daniel.
Right, and we're gonna after we get done with this chart and get everybody on here, then I'm gonna try to deal with the time span right over here a little bit. Now, I'm by no means an expert on that period. I'll probably mess that up, but I do know there is some basic divisions in there that are very, very important. Okay, you with me? Does anybody have any other questions? How many got a blessing out of tonight? Well, Elijah was taken too, but Enoch was a mystery. Because there are some Jews that are of the synagogues of Satan. And you'll find out about them. By the way, they would be like those Pharisees and the religious leaders of Jesus' day back then. Yes?
Are you going to go over the people before Paul's gospel?
Yeah, after we get done with that, there's three basic people back there. And yes, I will. When God had them in the wilderness, and every day the what came down, and then right before the double portion, that's the exact testimony of that. So there might be a little bit in the house for that day's proportion that they would be saying, well, let's gather up what we got left. Someone else had a question. Yes?
Where is the 3.5 years?
I will go back over that. You know, I'm not going to do this time because we're really running out of time. But the last 3.5 years are really the Great Tribulation. That's when all hell breaks loose. When the abomination, when he stands in, let me do this. Okay. This is the 70th week, and there's 3.5 over here, and 3.5 over here, and that's the last week of Daniel in prophecy, and you'll see that, you know, just, you're gonna have to come, I mean, that's what we've been talking about. How long have we been on this? About 8-9 weeks now? And we just laid things on top and on top and on top until finally, now we're down to the people. How do they get saved? What do they hear? What do they do? What do they... And once you've got all that, then we're going to go into that tribulation and see how it starts happening. And you know, I honestly believe with everything in my heart, honestly now, I believe with everything, all that my studies have brought, we're somewhere right here. We're at the door, guys. It is an amazing thing. I'm more excited today in my Christian life than I've ever been. Anybody having any tribulation and real tough time? You know, I'm looking forward to leaving this. I'm so glad you guys joined us. I appreciate you joining us on the internet. You all make sure you greet everybody, and we'll see you back Sunday, Lord willing.